Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And if you have private insurance, have you noticed that you've been paying significantly more for out-of-network doctor visits and medical procedures? Here to tell us why big insurance companies are reimbursing patients less for these services is Nina Bernstein, who covers health for the Metropolitan Desk at the New York Times. Hey, Nina, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks so much. Great to be here, Brian.
First off, tell us about the settlement that was reached in 2009 that was supposed to increase out-of-network care benefits from some of the largest health insurers.
Well, the state of New York accused healthcare, the major insurers in the nation, of manipulating the data that they use to set what would be allowable, what they would reimburse. That it was a systematic way of shortchanging the nation's patients of hundreds of millions of dollars over a decade. And this was this accusation by Andrew Cuomo as Attorney General led to what was considered a landmark settlement that the insurance companies would pay $95 million to set up an independent, objective database, actually a corporation, a nonprofit corporation that would run this database that could be used reliably and transparently around the country by insurers and patients. Unfortunately, though, this was supposed to increase reimbursement by 28%, according to what Mr. Cuomo said at the time, it just didn't work out that way.
What went wrong?
What went wrong was that the insurers rapidly moved away from the traditional method of calculating what they would pay, which is known as UCR, or usual customary rates, that this database calculated. They moved away from that. They didn't use the database that they'd spent millions to set up, and instead, increasingly, they are going to a Medicare-based benchmark that actually significantly, substantially reduces what's reimbursed and increases out-of-pocket costs for patients.
In other words, Medicare pays out-of-care, out-of-network doctors less than most private insurance companies do, and so they're trying to scale down to match that?
Well, scale down, but what's really difficult for consumers to understand is that the benchmark is not just Medicare. It's usually typically 140% of Medicare, 150%, up to 250%, or in some cases possibly even more.
You mean private reimbursement rates are that much more than Medicare?
They're that much more than Medicare, but that sounds a lot better, you know, on paper. If you say, oh, 150% of Medicare, gee, that sounds like a lot compared to the traditional benchmark is known as the 80th percentile of usual and customary, meaning if your doctor charges less than as much as or less than what 80% of the other doctors charge, that amount is allowable. Well, you know, it gets so, this is so arcane, I've got to tell you. It's difficult for, I think, even savvy consumers to deal with the fact that even then you're talking, your insurance usually says you've got coverage at 60, 70, 80%. I mean, you know, of what an out-of-network doctor is going to charge. Most people think, okay, then I'm going to be covered for 70% or 80% of the bill. In fact, it's going to be 70 or 80% of what the insurance company says is an allowable charge.
Right.
So how is that allowable charge calculated? That's what has changed. And a lot of the time, it's changed without consumers even being aware that it's switched. Or they read it's switching from 80% of UCR to 150% of Medicare. And that sounds like, oh, well, it's going to be more. Mm-hmm. It isn't. It's a lot less.
So, listeners, let's put some concrete meat on these bones. We want to hear from you about how much you pay when you receive out-of-network health care. Has it been going up in the last couple of years? Have you noticed this? Have you had any battle with a health insurance company over this? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post a comment to our website. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. But our phone number, 212-433-9692. Maybe you saw Nina Bernstein's front page article in the New York Times yesterday on how, despite this settlement, court supervised in 2009, the private health insurers are charging more for out-of-network care rather than less. The 2009 settlement created the new database that you mentioned called Fair Health,
right,
to replace the old database. The database is used to determine how much of a bill is paid when a patient uses out-of-network doctors. How much of this is on the doctors? If it's hard to negotiate with the insurance companies, then can you turn around to your doctor and say, look, you just charge more than my health insurance tells me is customary for our area, so bring your rates down?
Well, I think it is actually possible for individual patients to negotiate with their doctors if they're armed with enough information, and that's part of what the Fair Health website is supposed to do, though it's not necessarily so easy to negotiate. But they recently added a calculator where you can actually plug in if you know the codes, if you know that exactly what percentage of Medicare is a benchmark in your plan is, all these things, you can actually do a comparison and see what's going to be covered, what your out-of-pocket is likely to be, and you could go to your doctor if you know ahead of time and say, my insurance is only going to cover this much. Will you accept that as full payment? And I think there are doctors who'll go with that. On the other hand,
I've seen it. There are doctors who will go with that.
Yeah, but on the other hand, as you know, the person who's really done a lot on this is Benjamin Losky, the superintendent of the Department of Financial Services. There's a report, an investigation that he did that revealed a lot of this shift and the meaning for people. And one of the big problems is the lack of transparency, that people are blindsided, and particularly if you go to the emergency room or if you try very hard to stay in network on some, let's say, surgery that you have to have, lo and behold, it turns out that the surgeon called in an assistant surgeon who isn't in your network, and you get some humongous bill. So certainly the doctors are not blameless here, and the insurance companies are saying that it's all the doctor's fault. But I have to say that for me, the most telling part of my research was the chart. It's contained in the chart that was in the New York Times article yesterday. When you hold the doctor's bill steady, you see that the shift in this reimbursement benchmark is just huge in terms of what the patient has to pay, and the risk for the insurance company has gone way down. Their share of the cost has gone way down.
Let's take a call, and our lines have exploded, no surprise. They're full at 212-433-WNYC. Jack in Queens, you're on the air. Hi, Jack.
Hi, good morning, Brian. Nina, I was just reading Nina's article, and it's scary. I'm a retired federal employee. I have Medicare, and what they've done a few years ago, they changed the laws, so what they will reimburse, whether you have Medicare or not, they will reimburse at the Medicare rate. And what I find, too, is that if doctors don't opt, they can totally opt out of Medicare, where they won't even take the 15% overage, and then Medicare will pay nothing. So you're really in a bad way. It's a sad situation. I wonder if one can find a doctor anymore.
Well, that, you know, Nina, this is, and Jack, thank you, this is a major debate between the Democrats and the Republicans over how to control the cost of Medicare, right? President Obama wants to do it by reducing the reimbursement rates, but the Republicans say, no, no, all the doctors are going to just leave the system and refuse to take Medicare patients. That's why we have to put the cost pressure on the patients themselves with things like the Ryan Plan.
It's a very the consumer, the patient is really caught in the middle of this battle between between doctors and insurance companies on this. Doctors actually are billing very often more than they expect to receive because they're under pressure to give these discounts in network, and in effect they are trying to make up the difference in their out-of-network fees. And the people who get stuck are exactly the people who don't have insurance or are paying cash, or people who are, you know, as they say, underinsured. But I'm just wondering who is left who isn't underinsured.
Joanne in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First, I just have to tell you, when I'm listening to this conversation, I get so furious inside. This whole thing is so ridiculous. The cost of maintaining this type of system is just obscene. But the real question I have is, so this database was set up and almost $100 million was spent doing it. How come the insurance companies weren't obligated by law to use it?
It's a good question, and I don't really have an answer. I think the sense that I have from the Cuomo administration is that it was done with the best of intentions at the time. It wasn't, I'll put it to you this way, a lawyer for the doctors who sued Ingenix, the old database that was owned by one of the insurance giants, United Healthcare, said this shows how creative for-profit insurance companies are. If you know, kind of catch them doing one thing, they turn around and do something different. I mean,
exactly.
to be fair, I mean that's that perspective. To be fair, it is the current administration, Ben Lasky, the superintendent of Department of Financial Services, is working on this problem. I mean, essentially, they have made it an issue. I mean, they didn't just walk away from the problem. But
that's
of course,
good to know. But they maybe can go back to court and say, Judge, please tell the insurance companies that this was not what you had in mind.
Again, it's a little more complicated because I think the idea of the settlement was they had to be clear. They had to be clear with consumers about, they had to have a fair, transparent, objective way of calculating what they would cover, you know, what things should cost. It is very hard in this system, and I think it's impossible to figure out what things do cost, let alone should cost. You know, the case that to me was most telling, the individual case, is a woman, Jennifer Jaffe, who founded advocacy for patients with chronic illness, who herself has Crohn's disease, who went out of network for a procedure, went to the trouble of getting a written estimate. Anyway, bottom line, she ended up with out-of-pocket costs that were four times more than what she had paid 4 years ago. Same doctor, same procedures. Mm-hmm. The doctor bill had only gone up 13%. But the real killer was that the same insurance company had paid the hospital where this procedure took place a facilities fee that was double what the hospital had billed, $4,000 more almost than the hospital's actual bill. And the reason was this was the negotiated fee with the hospital. So you have a hospital that had the clout to negotiate that with the insurance company, and the patients and the doctors who didn't have the clout to negotiate a higher allowable fee. But the hospital would say, well, but we have to cover our medical education costs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a sort of round robin when you're a reporter covering this area. Everybody's pointing the finger at somebody else. And you just wish that you could say, well, this is something that is worth X amount of money, and I'm going to shop for it in these different ways. I just don't think it's possible.
Will the Obama health plan, if it's fully implemented, fix any of this?
Well, I think it certainly tries to address that in a variety of ways. And looking at the health insurance exchange that the Cuomo administration just by executive decree said we're going to have this insurance exchange that allows people in single.
Individuals, or small businesses.
And small businesses. And, you know, clearly getting people together, I mean, in a way, the whole idea of insurance, you know, my old-fashioned idea of insurance when I started looking into this is that, you know, you want to be, there's a kind of, if you get everybody together, and then...
Right.
You know, in a pinch, you're going to be covered.
Well, we will see if the Obama plan, if implemented, actually helps to smooth out these inconsistencies. We don't usually like to end the show on a note of outrage, but I guess today we did with Nina Bernstein, who had the front page article on this in the Times yesterday. Thank you so much.
Thank you.